It is by your grace that we are able to see 2012. Lord, it is of significance to us because to us it marks the beginning of another year. The day in itself may not look different from any other day, but we have put a significance on it, and we use it as a signpost of a fresh encounter with you. My Father, my God, I pray that today will mark a turning point in the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Everyone who will hear the word today, the wheel will turn in the direction of their favor in Jesus' name. You will do that which had hitherto seemed impossible in their lives. And Lord, this year will indeed be a year that your people will have inexhaustible testimony concerning your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen. It's going to be a year of empowerment and a year that our hearts and our life situations will yield to the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just before I go on, I've just been reminded, and I actually wrote it here. It's just that I haven't looked at it, to let us know that the financial report for the church is ready for everyone who wants to read. So please, you can see we are quite quick this year. So the accountant has prepared it and is available for you to go through. Praise the Lord. So those of us from Nigeria, don't laugh at us. Praise the Lord. It's Australia. Praise the Lord. So please, it's at the back. If you want to read, just ask for it so you can see how things have been done in the last 1 year. No, please keep it till after service. Don't pass it around yet. Okay, want people to read after service. By the special grace of God, I'm going to be talking to you about turning point. Turning point. For someone in the house today, today marks a turning point in your life in Jesus' name. Because something definite is going to happen. Something definite is going to take place that will change the course of your life forever and for good in Jesus' name. As I told us yesterday or earlier this morning, number 12 is of significance to the Lord. There are many things he did in 12s. The woman with the issue of blood had it for 12 years. That girl that was sick for 12 years. When Jacob was going to have children, he had 12 of them, 12 sons. When Jesus was going to choose his disciples, he chose 12. 12 must be very, very dear to the heart of God. And with 12, he felt it sufficient to accomplish what he wanted to do in his ministry. That is why 2012 will be the year that the Lord will hear you in Jesus' name. Amen. Open your Bible to Psalm 105. Psalm 105. Verse 17 to 21. Psalm 105, 17 to 21. And I read, he sent a man before them even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Take note of verse 19. Until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. Praise the Lord. I want to believe somebody is already blessed. If not, read that passage again. If you want me to read, I'll read again. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. Somebody is waiting for this word today. I say somebody is waiting for this word today. And this word will change your life in Jesus' name. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Joseph was waiting for a moment. And that moment was when the word came. And his dreams became fulfilled. Your dream will be fulfilled because of the word you are going to hear today in Jesus' name. After all, we all know Joseph and the promise of God for Joseph's life as he obtained them in the dream. Joseph knew it too. Yet, the promise of God for his life did not materialize until that particular moment. Remember, I told us yesterday, I said there are times that are just significant in our lives, and that little things can change the course of history in a very profound way. That is why every time we come to the presence of God like this, we must come with huge expectation. I've said, when you stop going to church with expectation, stop coming to church. When you start coming to church without expectation, stop coming to church. There's no point coming. We must be people who are excited about coming to church, coming to hear God speaking to our lives. Because just one moment, just one word from God can turn things around for your life. And that is what's going to happen to you today in Jesus' name. All along, the Bible said the word of the Lord tried Joseph. Even though he had received the promise for several years or many years before that time, everything that was happening in his life was waiting for a consummation. And what was going to consume, what was going to bring it to performance was the word of God that was going to come to him that moment. Until the word of the Lord came, his dream did not come true. Your dream will come true in Jesus' name. It is the coming of the word that makes a difference in a man's life. Open to Psalm 85 verse 8. Psalm 85 verse 8. The word must come, because this word has the ability to wrought wonders. It has the ability to perform. It has the ability to create where nothing has been in existence before. That word has the ability to repair that which has been damaged. That word has the ability to raise that which has been dead and give life back to it. That word has the ability to breathe life into a situation that has been completely written off. That word will breathe upon you this afternoon in Jesus' name. Psalm 85 verse 8, he says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Praise God. God is going to speak into your life this morning, and He's speaking peace. He's speaking breakthrough. He's speaking prosperity. He's speaking blessings to your life this morning in Jesus' name. He's speaking freedom and liberty to your life today in Jesus' name. That is why today is marking a turning point in the life of somebody. When you come to hear the word of God, let the word of God begin to form a kind of dream of what your future will be in your heart. You know what? As you form that picture, there is something about the word, because ours is a speaking faith. You need to start confessing it from this from today. Begin to confess those things. Begin to confess them until you see them appear. Look, let me tell you something. When Elijah went with his servant, and he told King Ahab to go and prepare bed because there was going to be abundance of rain, what did he see? He saw nothing. There was nothing in the sky. When he told him there was going to be an abundance of rain, what did Elijah do? He went and he started praying. And he said to the servant, he said, go and see. And the servant went. He said, look, I saw something like a cloud, like the hand of a man. It was so little. And he went again. And he started praying. He said, go check again. And he checked again. He said, go and check. And he said, look, the cloud is for me. The cloud is for me. And everyone had to run for their life. For their life, because there was going to be a torrential downpour. The word of God has that ability to create. After it's been spoken, the Lord has a way of establishing it. So we need to confess the word of God. We need to confess the word of God this year more than ever before. Even when you cannot see anything, hands will start to form. Hands will start to form. Hands will start to form. A big cloud will be over you. A big cloud will be over you. There will be a torrential rainfall upon your life this year in Jesus' name. The rain of the blessings of God will be upon you in Jesus' name. That's why you must not keep quiet. Isaiah 62 verse 6. He said, those of us that make mention of the Lord, we should do what? We should keep not quiet. We must not. Those of us who make mention of the Lord, we must not keep quiet this year. We must speak into existence until we see the promise of God for our lives, until we see the promise of God for this church, until we see the promise of God for our loved ones. We'll speak them into existence. It has to be a different kind of relationship. I know many of us have been there before. Many of us, because we have been in a situation where there was nothing else we had. If God did not answer, we were in trouble. If God did not answer, we are in trouble. How come we are not doing the same thing? Is it because our dreams have dried up? You are not a good dreamer if God has fulfilled all your dreams. Did you hear that? You have to dream bigger dreams. In fact, the Bible tells us that the people of faith in the past, the dreams they had, many of them were not fulfilled until they passed away. Because they had such huge dreams. They had such huge visions. So much so that as God starts to do them, all they saw was just the beginning. They could not see the end. I'm not praying for a dream that will end with my lifetime. I'm praying for a dream that will live beyond me in Jesus' name. You will have dreams that will live beyond you in Jesus' name. Stop thinking small. Tell your neighbor, say, stop thinking small. Think big. Think big. You see, I know for some of us, we have more to give to God than what God has to give to us. But for me, I'm yet to reach that standard. He has more to give me. He has more to give me than I can ever dream of. So why will I stay? That's why today has to mark a turning point in your life. if you believe that God has more that will give you. And I've been telling people, I say, look, the reason you need to dream is this. If you have already arrived, please dream because of me. So that when God blesses you, you come and give it to me. Go and add it to my own. Praise the Lord. I'm still dreaming. When he blesses you, remember me. Remember the poor. Remember the needy. So dream big. Because the resources of heaven in your hand is likely to change the world better than in the hands of the one who does not know God. So I think. Can we just open to Isaiah chapter 43, please? Isaiah 43. I pray that your word will come this year in Jesus' name. I say your word will come this year in Jesus' name. The word of Joseph came, and that was what turned dream to reality. All the sufferings became history. All your struggle will become history in your life in Jesus' name because of the word. That's the power of the word. Isaiah 43 verse 16 and verse 18 to 21, and I'm going to read. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Your life will show forth the praise of God this year in Jesus' name. Every aspect of your life that is asking, causing people to ask questions, the Lord will provide an answer for you this year in Jesus' name. God is saying he's going to do something new. That is why it's a turning point in the life of somebody. Turning point means for someone that you are going to move from victory, from place of defeat to victory this year in Jesus' name. I will give you an example of somebody who lived in defeat. Until the victory of Jesus came to her life. I want you to open your Bible to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. Chapter 1. Somebody lived in defeat. Compared to the people around. Until the Lord said, enough is enough. And God is saying on your behalf, enough is enough today in Jesus' name. The Bible says, and her adversary, I'm reading from verse 6, 1 Samuel 1. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret. In other words, to make her afraid. Because the Lord has shut up her wound. Look, the situation with Hannah was so much so that, you see, people, do you know what people do to you? When they think they have an advantage over you, over little things, people have a way of magnifying their area of advantage. And they look down on the great thing that God has done in your life. And they make it look like it is nothing. Why? Because when each time they see you, you know there are some people who thrive by bringing other people down. There are some people who thrive, who feel good by having negative words, negative things to say that will make your life miserable and sad. That was the situation with Hannah. her adversaries, they had something to say, they will always point out her negative. That area of her life that she's looking unto God for was the subject matter every day. Do you know that some friendships are based on what they have to say about you? I tell my wife, I said, Lee, that's why. Just keep quiet. Just ignore them. Do you know when you have people who form friendship on the basis of the fact that they talk about you? If you ignore, if you contend with them, you will just be fueling their friendship. Leave them. It's a matter of time when they run out of topic to talk about you, that friendship will break down. And I've seen that so many times. The adversary, they will come together, they talk about you, they say, oh, that area of her life, oh, do you know that was the situation with Hannah until that day came. Let's just read. I want us to look at the Bible and see what the Bible has to say. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. What are you saying? She couldn't eat. It was so terrible. Every area of advantage was stretched. I said, look at her situation. Let's read verse 14 to 17. And he said, and Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Can you imagine insult to injury? The priest, who was supposed to understand, didn't know. And said she was a drunken woman because of her situation. She was drunken with what? With sorrow. Everyone that is drunken with sorrow, happiness and joy will return to your life today in Jesus' name. Today will mark a turning point in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The priest said she was drunken. And one of the things that came to my mind is this. Can you imagine these days the pastor mistakenly saying you are drunken? Many of us, the devil has a way of tricking us out of our miracles. Do you know many of us will leave the reason why we were there praying and we will be attacking Eli, praise the Lord, and we will forget our prayer points. We will have taken him up and talk about, can you imagine? He said I was drunk. That's what we'll be talking about. And we'll be forgetting to pray for the situation we are in. But that was not the case of Hannah. And Hannah simply said to him, he said, and Hannah answered, said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Look at this. Can not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial? For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken. You know, I told you she was drunken with sorrow. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. Praise the Lord. Go in peace this morning in Jesus' name. Because until the word of Joseph came, the word, that was the word that Hannah was waiting for. She needed the prophet to say, go in peace. That was all that God was waiting for. In order, because she's been going year after year. Was there any record that Eli said to her, go in peace? Until that year, that word came and just said, go in peace. And that was all that turned things around. The word you are hearing today will turn your life around for good in Jesus' name. He said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Did God grant a petition or not? God did. God will grant your petition today in Jesus' name. That was the word. That was the word. That was the word she was waiting for. Just to hear the servant of God speaking to her life. The situation of Joseph was so terrible. It was so terrible. From being a boy with coat of many colors, he had the best coat of all the children of his fathers. He had the best coat. To a boy who was in the pit, sold into slavery, accused of raping, ended up in prison. Can you just imagine? That was the situation. And the Bible makes us to understand that he didn't just go into prison. He was in high security because until his promotion came, because he was bound with fetters of iron. Praise the Lord. Dangerous criminals are the people you are going to ban like that. Then the word of God came. As the word of God came for Hannah, and her situation changed from defeat, she started living in victory. And you know that Hannah had 3 sons and 2 daughters thereafter. What is in short supply in your life hitherto? What has been in short supply in your life, from today you begin to live in abundance in Jesus' name. When your word comes, in place of fruitlessness, you start to become fruitful. Peter, in Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 7. At least that night, he knew that his technique failed. He said, "Lord, we are told all night and we caught nothing." He said, "But at thy word." The word had to come to his life in order for him to see the glory of God. Now, look beyond the fish. Praise God. Look beyond the fish. That's one of the things that came to my mind. You know? Look beyond the fish. He caught so much fish that he was just so... Look, it was just an eye-opener as to the great thing that God wanted to do in his life. And beyond the fish, God just catapulted him from a life of total obscurity and insignificance to a life eternal. Not just eternal. Look, somebody said, I think I've shared this with you. He said, only very few people have houses like Peter on earth. But this is what the same man who went, you know, when he got to the gate beautiful, what did he say? He said, "Silver or gold I have none, but such as I have given unto you, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." Praise the Lord. But beyond that, we have St. Peter's Cathedral, St. Peter's Canicon, St. Peter's that. And how many people have their name so remembered? Ordinary. How many successful fishermen do you know that have their names all over the place? Can you just name 2 fishermen you know in this world now? How many? You probably know yourself. Maybe you do some fishing. Praise the Lord. But not all fishermen get to that level. Because Jesus. That's why I say, don't lift up Jesus. Lift up who? Jesus. And what will happen? He will lift you up. He said, "Those that honor me, I will do what? I will honor. And those that despise me, I will lightly esteem." You honor God and see, God will bring honor to your life. Where was Moses? He was in the wilderness. Did God go to meet him there? He went to meet him there and brought him to the limelight. He will bring you out to the limelight in Jesus' name. From Peter, it was the cry of an exasperated man. He said, "Lord, we have told all night and we caught nothing. Yet, because you have said it anyway, we'll do it." You are going to get results this year in Jesus' name. For somebody, the turning point is that they are going to go from captivity to liberty. Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. The war caught them. They put them in prison. And the Bible said, as they praised the Lord. Again, I want you to see beyond Paul and Silas. If you read that passage there very well, the Bible said,
that the chain that held everyone, all the people there, it's not just them, was their chains were broken. That's why I keep telling you, I say the dream that is restricted to you is not the big enough dream for God. Every time God wants to do something in your life, there's always a spillover. Have you noticed that? If God has provided for you and all that you can do with it is eat with your family and just you, you haven't seen the blessings of God. When God chooses to bless you, there's going to be a spillover. And there will be a spillover this year in Jesus' name. Acts 16, 25 and 26. Let's quickly read. I think we've got time. Acts 16, 25, 26. Don't think of just Paul and Silas there. God is always having great and big plans. He doesn't do things in small measure. Even what the promotion for Joseph was not for Joseph. He knew that he had to protect that generation. His big plan, there had to be a spillover. That was why Joseph could not contain it. And I remember I told you that the reason why all that had to happen is that Joseph had to learn forgiveness and have a big heart in order to manage where God was taking him to. You will do well in Jesus' name. Acts 16, 25 and 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. I told you our faith is not a keeping quiet faith. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Was it just their own bands? Everyone's bands were loosed. That is why you have to feed your spiritual man this year. So that it's not just you. Everyone that is associated with you, because they know you, because they come into your company, they will be released from captivity into the freedom that the Spirit of God gives in Jesus' name. What about the madman of gatherings? The man was so possessed with demons that he could break chains. Nothing could hold him. Nothing could stop him. He was anointed in a different way. He was anointed with demons that tormented him, that tore him, until Jesus came. And he heard the word of Jesus, and things turned around. That word has the ability to turn things around. He will turn things around to your favor in Jesus' name. And you know what? Turning point for someone means expansion instead of siege. Something new for somebody this year is that they are going to witness expansion in their lives instead of being under siege in Jesus' name. Do you know that siege can take different forms? Now, let me tell you about it. Of course, what the people of Samaria experienced was a physical siege. But do you know that we can also be under siege as a result of our previous experience? For example, if you have been poor before, you may even be afraid of taking business opportunities. You may not even want to invest. The little you have may seem to be enough for you because you are afraid you are going to lose that money. The Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters, and after how many days? Many days, it shall return back to you. Praise the Lord. You are psychologically under siege. If people have made you afraid before, and you cannot even express yourself, you are under siege, mental siege. Everyone that is under siege, you will receive your freedom today in Jesus' name. Siege can take different forms. It's not only when you say. That's why I keep telling one of my children, I say, forget yourself. Otherwise, you'll be what? Under siege. Nobody can stop me from confessing God in my life. Nobody can stop me from. It's not about positive thinking. It's about the word of faith. And I will say it. And I will say it. And I will echo it. And I will say it. And I will say it over and over again. Because I'm not under siege. Praise the Lord. I told somebody, I said, look, when you cannot do what you want to do, you are under siege. Every siege in your life shall be broken today in Jesus' name. It's a turning point. You are witnessing a turning point in your life. It's not compatible with being under siege. Go to 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. It's not only when people make a war round about you that you are under siege. The Yoruba, they say something. Let me put it in Yoruba word. I'm sorry if you don't understand. I will try to say. You know that? That's siege. You are afraid. You can't do what you are meant to do. That is siege. That is siege. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. 2 Kings 7. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. You see, that's why your enemy will not die, praise the Lord, amen, until they have seen the Lord bless you. Amen. He said, you will see it. That was another mental sigil. He said, it's not possible. Who is this Lord? If you look at 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 32 and 33, he's the one that was asked to go and get Elisha. The people who were meant to arrest him. He said, because he had no regard for the word of God that was coming out of Elisha. He said, can this thing be? And he said, look. Look, that is where God is taking you to. I said, 2 Kings chapter 7. And then I refer you back to chapter 6. 32 and 33. What God will do in your life this year will be such that people will marvel. And nobody will be able to stop you in Jesus' name. Amen. A turning point for someone may be abundance instead of want and famine. Abundance instead of want and famine. In Genesis chapter 26, if you read verse 1 to 5 and then 12 to 13, Isaac was in the land of Gerar, and it was a year of famine. It was a period of famine. He did not move there of his own volition. It was circumstance that made him to move. Because there was famine. But the circumstance was pushing to his destiny. The circumstance of your life this year will push you to your destiny in Jesus' name. Instead of taking you away from your destiny, it will draw you closer to God in Jesus' name. And the Bible said that same year, when everyone was in lack and in want, Isaac experience abundance. You are going to experience abundance in Jesus' name. It could also mean holiness in place of sinfulness. Holiness in place of sinfulness this year. You remember I was telling you how I was
telling my wife about when I was younger, some of the mischief I used to make. That's why I say, take it easy on them. They don't know anything. Ah, do you know how much mischief I've done? Praise the Lord. You know, people who used to live, who are very nice people, nice children, grow up. You know, the parents say, sit down, and they sat down. Stand up, and they stand up. Eat, and they eat. Drink, and they drink. And they do just, you know, exactly as they were told. When they come to know Christ, they probably may not be able to appreciate Him very well. Praise the Lord. Am I right? Why? How do I know? Because to whom much is forgiven. Praise the Lord. Because if much has been forgiven you, you will learn to appreciate God. And that is why it looks like some of us are fanatics. You will learn to do what? You will learn to appreciate Him. If your life has always been very rosy and you are just the model child and you are this, and you come to Christ, after all, there's nothing new. You just continue like that. And you may not really be born again if you are not careful. Praise the Lord. But remember, I told you, irrespective of where you have been before, irrespective of how tutored, how schooled, how cultured you have been before, when you come to Jesus, there's something different that is going to happen in your life. God takes you to another level that is different from human ability. So it's going to be a year of holiness in Jesus' name. You remember the woman with the alabaster oil who came? Luke chapter 7, 36 to 40, 44 to 47. Started anointing Jesus. You know? Weeping. And people were saying, does he not know the kind of person this woman is? Why would he even get close? Say, she appreciates me. Because so much has been forgiven her. That is why she breaks down when she comes. You see, that's why some of us, when we come to worship God, we don't break down. We are broken. We don't say, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you have no reason to thank God, you just, you know, you. But if you've been broken, that woman was broken because she knew she had no virtue of her own. She depended completely on Jesus. And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you. This year, you will live a life of righteousness in Jesus' name. The ability to stay the course is upon you from today in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 85 verse 8 that we read. God said, I should speak the word of peace to you. So in place of turmoil in your life, you are going to experience peace this year in Jesus' name. And for some people, in the place of visionlessness, they will have vision for their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I just read about this story of a boy who saw two sticks and took it to his father. When the father looked at the first stick and he said, what is this stick for? The father looked at it and said, this stick is of no use to anyone because it was rough and without any form. Apparently it had just broken down from a tree. Praise the Lord. And the second one, when it was presented to the dad saw that, you know, it all had been torn. It looked nice with a hole at the top. And he said, this one is for holding candle because somebody has worked with it. And somebody said, the world around us is too organized. The firmaments, the stars. If you did a bit of biology, those of us who did a bit of biology, and you start to look at the phyla,
you will see the transition from one group to the other. It's too orderly to be an accident of nature. It means that your life has a purpose. And the biggest discovery we can all make is to find out that God, the God's purpose for our lives. You are not like the first stick that somebody has not worked on. But you are like the second stick that has been designed for a purpose. Ah, vision will return to you in Jesus' name. There's too much effort has been put in for us to only be for eating, sleeping, waking. You know, there must be a greater purpose. That greater purpose will be revealed to you this year in Jesus' name. For some people, they are going to receive strength in the place of feebleness this year. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 7, that woman has been coming to that gate until he met with Peter. And of course, somebody said that Jesus was so wise. Okay, maybe this is meant for ministers. Maybe I should not be saying to the church. In case you stop coming to church, praise the Lord. I won't say it. Praise God. You want me to say it? Do you want me to say it? You want me to say it? Okay. That Jesus said, he said, anyone who leaves houses, land, parents, money, and what have you, to follow me, he will have it back in many folds. And did Peter do that or not? Peter did that. But when Peter met the man at the gate, beautiful, he was penniless. Praise the Lord. But there was something greater he had. He had something that the world hasn't got. He has the power of heaven that is convertible to anything. That's why God says, I am. I am is convertible to anything. He's the great provider. He will provide for you this year in Jesus' name. He says, silver or gold I have none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Of all the takings, all the givings that the man had received all his life, they were not enough to restore him and make him whole. But what Peter had was able to restore him. Was that bigger than money? That's why God is going to anoint you this year in Jesus' name. A life of wonder in place of a life ordinary. This year you will experience a life of wonder in Jesus' name. There was a young girl, a virgin, who was living in her village, that nobody took notice of her. Her life was so ordinary, and she was at peace with herself until somebody came calling. His name is the Holy Spirit, and turned her life upside down. And since then till today, everyone has been calling her name. And that is you in Jesus' name. Mary was just in her village. Nobody knew her until God decided to visit her. He will visit you today in Jesus' name. It is life changing. Beauty instead of ashes. Maybe there's an aspect of your life you are ashamed of. The Lord will take away your shame from today in Jesus' name. You will be the delight that people want to see. And lastly, the turning point for somebody this year will be that you start to live in faith instead of fear. Do you know that sometimes it gets tough to get better? Huh? Do you remember the boy that Jesus prayed for? The boy with the evil spirit. Before he got better, what happened? The Bible said the spirit tormented him. He took him up and put him down and, you know, tormented him even more before he left him. Sometimes it gets tough to get better. There are many things that will want to make you fear. But you are an overcomer. You are not going to walk in fear this year in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bible to Nehemiah chapter 6. You know I like that book. Let's read that story. Again, Nehemiah 6. I'm going to read 8 to 15. Then I sent unto him, saying, there are no such thing done as thou said, but thou fearest them out of thy own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehatibel, who was shut up, and he said, let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yet in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, will go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceive that God has not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sambalat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me, and then they can accuse him of blasphemy. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sambalat according to this their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that will have put me in fear. So the wall was finished in 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. Praise the Lord. Everything you start this year, you are going to finish it in Jesus' name. Every attempt of the enemy to make you afraid and make you live with abandoned project, that effort will fail in Jesus' name. There will be no abandoned project in your life this year in Jesus' name. You will build your life. You will build your marriage. You will build your home. You will build your business. You will build your houses in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that will cause fear to want to drive you away from where God is leading you, my Father and my God will raise the standard of heaven against them in Jesus' name. You know that fear and distraction is part of the weapon of the enemy. And they brought it in abundance to Nehemiah. That's why I love the man Nehemiah. That is why sometimes I've learned it's often better not to respond to some things. The rumors, the complaints, the accusations. Look, let me tell you one story as we close. Praise the Lord. One time I had some things in Nigeria. And I had a lawyer who was looking after it for me. He was supposed to pay me some money. He didn't pay. He had my properties in his care. He had everything in his care. He was looking after my tenants and everything. A report came to me, because he wasn't paying up. I secretly went home and I caught him by surprise. And you know what? Just to tell you about the distraction technique of the enemy. When I told him I have come to collect my things from him, he said, Doctor, what I hate most is that you went and reported me to Nigeria Bar Association. You want to destroy me? I said, well, after you have given it to me, we can talk about my report to Nigeria Bar Association. Praise the Lord. And I collected everything. Do you know that the enemy has a way of distracting people? and will be chasing shadows. If you remember, there was a sermon I preached one time, music and noise. There's so much noise around that we may not listen to the music. From today, your ears will hear the music of God in Jesus' name. You will see through situations of fear, situations that will distract you. That is why we are going to keep focus this year, and together and individually, we will see God do great things in our lives in Jesus' name. Can we just rise on our feet? Today will mark a turning point in your life for good. Why don't you pray to the Lord? Say, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Daddy, for your word this morning. Today marks a turning point in my life. Today marks a turning point in my life. Things are bound to be different. Things are bound to go from glory to glory for me. I am bound to fly in the wings of an eagle. I am bound to go to another level this year. I am bound to see the glory of God made manifest in every area of my life this year. And I am bound to break through this year. I am bound to live in abundance this year. Speak to the Lord. Today marks a turning point. That is the word you are waiting for. That is your word for this year. That is your word for this year. You cannot be the same again. You cannot be the same again. You are experiencing a turning point in your life. You are experiencing a turning point in your life. You are not ordinary. You are not ordinary. You are dangerous in the kingdom of darkness. You are dangerous to the enemy. Everywhere you go, the mark of Christ is upon you. Every hard ground is made soft for you this year. What you thought had been impossible, this year possibility in another dimension is coming through into your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. Today marks a turning point in my life. Today marks a turning point for good in my life. Today marks a turning point for good in my life. Kapoli Shakondaraba. Lembo Korobo Sunday. Today marks a turning point in my life that I cannot be the same again. Poli Shatanda. Koribo Kosendereba. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Every area of my life, spirit, soul, and body, I am prospering this year. I am becoming fruitful this year. I am going from glory to glory this year. I am living in victory this year. I'm living in faith this year. Karibo Shendereba. I'm living in peace this year. Ponga lebo. My heart is at rest. Today marks a turning point. Everything that has held me captive, they are broken today. Every seed around my life is destroyed in Jesus' name. I am soaring like an eagle. I am soaring, oh God. Thank you, Daddy. Leponje karebo sanda. La kongereba. Lengorobo sakandereba. Pangolobo. Ningari sanda kaleko ndereba kasande. Riboli sanda katasanga. Today marks a turning point in my life. Today, dangerous things are happening in the spiritual realm right now in my life. Pangobo. Just mark me. My end is peace. My end is good. Lebo kashakanerebo. Everything concerning me this year, I'm witnessing something spectacular, something supernatural, something dangerous in righteousness. I am breaking through in all fronts. I am breaking through in every area. Thank you, Daddy. Lapo Shakendereba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we bless you. This is the word that your people are waiting for. For that business to start to prosper. This is the word your people are waiting for. For that healing to take place. This is the word your people are waiting for. For that fruitfulness to begin. This is it the word your people are waiting for? For that siege to be broken. For liberty to come. For freedom to be realized. For joy to be full. For vision to be birthed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.